Welcome to the Association of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Honglan Yu from University of Sheffield. He recently published an article entitled, "When May Age Not Be a Barrier to Entrepreneurial Entry of Senior People? The Role of Individual Geographical Mobility Experience and Village Democratic Governance in Rural Areas in Emerging Economies." He co-authored this paper with Xiangling Li, She Hai Huang, and Gohei Tai. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Honglan, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Vincent.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic, and what is the question you aim to answer?
Yeah, I think it was a long story. The idea for the paper emerged from a very practical and policy-relevant concern that we observed in many emerging economies that the rural areas are aging rapidly, while poverty and underdevelopment remain deeply entrenched. Especially in these places, younger generations are often migrating to urban centers in the search for better opportunities, leaving behind the older populations with very limited livelihood options. So one of the increasing promoted solutions for both the policymakers and in the academic discussion is to encourage the senior entrepreneurship. The thinking is that starting a business could provide older individuals not only with economic self-reliance, but also with renewed purpose and active aging. However, how to effectively do so in the settings remain an open and complex question. So that was the starting point of our research curiosity. As we began our literature review, we noticed a few critical gaps in the literature. So first, mostly existing entrepreneurship research has focused on younger or middle-aged individuals and is often set in the urban or developed regions. And second, there is a prevailing narratives in the literature that the age is a liability when it comes to entrepreneurship. So these studies, many studies repeatedly show that the older individuals have a lower likelihood of entrepreneurship entry. And this is often attributed to core reasons. So the first is the reduced perceived utility from entrepreneurship by the senior people. That is, the older people, they may see fewer benefits in starting a business. Maybe perhaps it's due to health issues, perceived time constraint, or declining motivations to take on risky ventures. So these individuals, they may prioritize stability over autonomy or income growth. And the second reason is the higher switching cost for them to start a new venture. So starting a business often means that moving away from familiar routines or roles, or navigating uncertainty, acquiring new knowledge, and even expanding their own networks, all of which seems to be more demanding, especially for elders. If they want to switch their life. So in our internal discussions within the research team, we've reflected on many of these theoretical arguments in the literature, but we want to move one step further. We were curious about, are these arguments always true? Are there any other conditions under which these barriers can be lowered? So in other words, we want to see what are the contextual enable senior entrepreneurs to start a new business rather than accepting the commonly accepted theoretical argument like I already discussed above. So this becomes the central question that drove our research and also help us to clarify our central research question on the what conditions may older people in the rural area of emerging market can overcome the age barriers. So we noticed that existing literature has really explored the possibilities that personal life experience and the local institutional environment may jointly influence on this entrepreneurship process of the senior people. In particular, we were drawn to two factors that are commonly yet under-examined in the rural emerging contexts. So first one is the geographical mobility experience. We consider it because a large number of the older individuals in rural areas may work in the different provinces or regions during their younger years due to the labor migration. And we also consider the village level democratic governance. We consider it because although the local governance varies across villages, some places allow villagers to elect leaders and engage in transparent and inclusive decision making. So all of these two conditions at multiple levels, they may interact with each other to shape the senior entrepreneurship process. So our research was therefore designed to examine not only the effect of these two factors in isolation, but we want to see how they might interact. By addressing these questions, we aim to fill the important research gap in the literature and also for policymakers on senior entrepreneurship, especially in emerging economy. And we hope that our research can better inform the policies for supporting inclusive bottom-up economic participation among the older populations. Thank you.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
In short, so first, I think is the main contributions, we develop a contingency perspective that challenges the dominant view of age as a uniform barrier to entrepreneurship. So prior study, as we discussed above, they have often treated age as a direct and a negative predictor, suggesting that as people get older, they become less likely to start a business due to the declining cognitive flexibility, reduced opportunity identification, and increased aversion to risk. And also they perceive the higher increasingly switching cost due to age. However, we argue and we empirically show that this age-related barrier is not always fixed. Instead, the effect depends on the interactions between an individual's past experience and also the environment where they operated the business. Specifically, we show that individual geographical mobility experience, such as working in other provinces in the same country, equipped older people with a broader social network, new perspective, and also resilience. So these essential qualities help to raise the perceived utilities of venturing and also lower the perceived switching costs associated with entrepreneurship. On the other hand, the village democratic governance, though often thought to be institutionally empowering, may not on its own mitigate the age-related barriers. So that's some of our interesting findings. We found that the village democracy governance only becomes a meaningful enabler when the individual has a prior mobility experience. So this suggests that the same institutional condition can be interpreted and utilized differently depending on the individual's life history. And this kind of the interactive insight really helps to enrich the existing theories of entrepreneurship decision-making and also senior entrepreneurship literatures by showing that the perceived utilities of the entrepreneurship in later life is co-constructed by personal and environmental factors. And also the second that we offer, like one of the first studies to explicitly explore how these micro-level experience and micro-level factors interact to shape the senior entrepreneurship behaviors, especially in the rural setting. So previous studies tend to look at either individual level variables or institutional level conditions in isolation. We find that the older people with the interprovincial mobility experience enter entrepreneurship at a similar rate to their younger counterparts, especially when they live in villages with relatively high democratic governance. So this insight is also important, not just for entrepreneurship literature, but also for aging policy, migration study, and rural development.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
We encountered both theoretical and methodological challenges during the research journey, which lasts for about 2 years. I think from the methodological side, perhaps the most immediate challenge was finding a suitable data set to address our research question. So we want to appropriately address our research questions, we want to find a data set which has the legitimacy, which provide reliable data, but also at the same time, which may enable us to track the longitudinal trend. So we spend a long time to find the suitable data to meet our demand. And also, we also need to find the data set which may provide the data at multiple level to address our research question. So we spend a lot of time to find a suitable data set. After considerable effort, we settled on the Chinese Labor Force Dynamic Survey. It offers repeated observations over multiple trends, but in our research, we only have the three. We only include three waves, 2012, 2014, and 2016, after the data cleaning, which it covers like thousands of individuals in over 200 villages in China. And the data set allow us to track the actual entrepreneurial entry over time. So what do we mean by actual entrepreneurial entry is that normally the existing studies, they measure the entrepreneurial entry by using the proxy like the entrepreneurial intention, or for example, by post hoc decisions, whether you start a new venture. But what we want to capture is the real entrepreneurial entry. That means that we want to see how the career choice changed from the workers to entrepreneurship, or from the student to entrepreneurship. We want to capture this kind of the actual entrepreneurial entry decision making. So this is a significant improvement over many other studies that rely on cross-sectional data and entrepreneurial intention. However, even after we found the rich data set, we face technical challenges. For example, we face the unbalanced panel data, and due to the attrition and the sampling update, not all individuals appear in all waves, and tracking entries into entrepreneurship over time require considerable constructions of a sample of non-entrepreneurs in one wave who become entrepreneurs in the next. So we started with a very large number of observations, but finally, after data cleaning, we only come up with thousands of individuals in over 200 villages. So from the theoretical side, we also have multiple challenges. That I want to emphasize is the main challenge was to move beyond the conventional age effect explanations and build a model that can account for interactions between individual's experience and institutional environment. Most of the existing theories treat age as a standalone predictor, usually negative, and don't consider the interactions. So to overcome this, we anchor our model in a very traditional and classic utility maximization theory in the entrepreneurship, which allow us to conceptualize entrepreneurship entry as a decision based on perceived benefit, alternative option, and switching cost. But adapting this theory to a later life stage, rural areas, and institutional weak context require us to reinterpret the classic theories and bring more contextual understandings into the particular context. So during that reinterpreting processes, we draw on various cross-disciplinary literatures such as China Quarterly, which is the journal specialized in explaining the China political phenomenon in China, but also we draw on the world development and also the political development literatures to explore how the democratic governance has been developed in emerging market, and also how the democratic governance varies in the different regions.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise, or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
Yeah, I think the One of the most surprising and counterintuitive findings of our research was that village democratic governance alone did not significantly reduce the age-related disadvantages in entrepreneurship entry. So at the outset, we expect that the democratic institutions, especially at the village level, will naturally serve as a supportive backdrop for entrepreneurship, particularly for older individuals who often see and face social and financial and institutional constraints. So after all, democratic governance is generally linked with greater transparency, accountability, trust, and citizen partnership. All of these positive things are typically thought to lower the perceived risk of venturing and to enhance the access to public resources for senior people. So we anticipate, so following the existing literature theoretic argument in the democratic institutions, we anticipate that in the villages with stronger democratic practices, such as transparent elections, frequent information disclosure, and a harmonious relationship between villagers and the leaders, older individuals would be more likely to start a business because of all these positive and enabling factors. Surprisingly, with our data and our result did not support these assumptions. What we discovered instead was far more nuanced. Democracy only becomes an enabling factor when the individuals have the prior geographical mobility experience. This interactive effect caught our attention. It suggests that democracy governance, no matter how well intentioned or institutionally developed, does not automatically translate into perceived opportunity, especially for older people, unless they possess the cognitive and experiential capacity to recognize and leverage its benefit. And in other words, it is not just the presence of a supportive environment that matters, but whether individuals are able to interpret it and utilize it, and the interpretive ability appears to be shaped by the life experience, such as geographical mobility. So these older individuals who have worked in multiple provinces in the past likely encountered a diverse governance system, social structure, and opportunity landscape. And this experience may help them to develop what we can call, informally we can call it institutional literacies, the capability to read and respond to local governance cues, to identify where the public resources are accessible, and to engage actively to shape the environment where they live and operate. So without such experience, the older villager may fail to see the potential of these positive institutional changes, even if the changes are present. They may distrust the process, be unfamiliar with how to interact with the local authorities, or just simply lack the confidence to navigate the system. Yeah.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Yeah. So our research offers several important implications for practitioners, including policymaker, rural development officers, and organizations working to support entrepreneurship, especially in the aging era. So first, we show that in the rural areas of the emerging market, older individuals can and do become entrepreneurs. And if we search on Google or on any other website, we can see there are a lot of famous examples of the senior entrepreneurs, which means that the increasing age is not necessarily perceived purely as a negative predictor to entrepreneurship. And actually provide the certain enabling conditions actually can enable or help to mitigate the age barriers. So what make a difference is not age itself, but whether individual have had a prior experience that exposed them to new ideas, social environment, and a governance system. This has a powerful message that age-related disadvantage is not deterministic. It can be offset by the right combinations of personal experience or local support structures, but also it will be, our study will have implications to expand or you reach the future research, you guide the future research to unfold how other kind of the interactions can better enable senior entrepreneurship. And the second, we find that institutional improvements such as enhancing village level democratic governance are not sufficiently on its own. So democratic institutions can indeed create a more enabling context for entrepreneurship for sure, but these benefits are not automatically perceived or utilized by all individuals. It depends on the old elder who are more accustomed to engaging with this system. So that will lead to a more practical insight that even well-designed local institutions may still need to be matched with the individual capacities in the local area. And therefore, the rural entrepreneurship policies could also consider like a dual track approach. So on the institutional side, the policymakers may continue to consider and promote inclusive and participatory governance mechanism at the local village level. But on the individual side, maybe policymakers can also pay more attention and invest in like a long life learning, social exposure, and the mobility enhanced experience to help the older people to build their cognitive and social capitals that they can use to better recognize opportunities in their environment. And finally, for the entrepreneurs and the community leaders in the village, our finding can serve as a reminder that enabling entrepreneurship is not only removing external barriers, it's also about empowering individuals from or within the village.
Thanks.
Yeah.
A lot. Honglan, for participating to our podcast and presenting your paper entitled When May Age Not Be a Barrier to Entrepreneurial Entry of Senior People? The Role of Individual Geographical Mobility Experience and Village Democratic Governance in Rural Areas in Emerging Economies. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-edu.com and on the main podcast platforms.